Hey guys, my name is Richard Azariga. I'm an engineer in a part of Microsoft called Commercial Software Engineering. So my organization really focuses on helping companies build commercial-grade software that they could sell. And I focus very heavily on things like Microsoft Graph, the types of conversations that we have related to that. So today we're going to talk about bots, teams, and Microsoft Graph, and how you can kind of combine all of those to deliver very powerful solutions. It's important to note that when you're looking at building a bot is a third-party application. It's considered a foreign entity in wherever that bot's running, unless you're building something that is like fully contained that might use like a direct line channel in the bot framework. So what that means is the different bot framework channels, and when I say channels, I'm saying things like Microsoft Teams or Slack or Skype or Facebook Messenger, those give very basic identity information about a user. If you're going to call into some secured APIs, your bot must perform some sort of off-flow or consent. It's not automatically given. I have a lot of people that are really surprised by that when they're building a bot inside of Microsoft Teams. They're like, well, why don't I automatically get tokens? I'm already signed into Office 365. I should be able to call Office 365-based APIs. Well, the reason is you're a third-party app. Like, we're not going to give you automatically a token without a user consenting to it. In fact, the image that I put up here is the WhoBot. It's actually a first-party bot. And even still, it's part of like our concentration on really trying to provide a secure and private service in the cloud, is even our first-party bots are going to require you to sign in and consent. It's not going to be an automatic thing. It's important to note that most channels don't support OAuth flows inside the dialog. The reason for that is most sign-in experiences, they can't necessarily be framed in a client. It's for different quick jacking type of security scenarios. But usually you're not going to find the ability to actually perform an OAuth flow inside of the dialog. So you have to take that outside of the dialog. And that can potentially be dangerous. And I'm going to hopefully highlight today why that's dangerous, but how we have various packages that will help you get around that quickly. So I'm going to introduce, and I have no clue why that's looking horrible on here. I'm going to introduce something called BotAuth. Has anyone used BotAuth before that's in the audience? Okay, cool. I hope you're new to it. So BotAuth is a simple both .NET and Node.js library for doing OAuth with the bot framework. It uses a provider model, so it's genericized to where it's not just something for the graph. You could use BotAuth for Facebook Auth or BotAuth for Auth with Google. It's a generic approach to things. It leverages what we would consider an anti-forgery technique to securely associate a token with a user. Now, I'm going to go into that a little bit more on why that's really important. But essentially, there's a potential security flaw in taking someone outside of their dialogue and having them sign in. And so BotAuth automatically handles that so that you don't have to as a developer. The one thing it's really hard to see here, but it says it's BotAuth is not yet supported in Bot Framework V4. V4 is still in preview. It's a moving target in some ways. And so we're working on a BotAuth to support V4. But for now, in general, you're better off using a V3 Bot Framework project with BotAuth. What I put here is kind of the basic flow, and again, I apologize for it being hard to read up here, but using BotAuth is really two lines of code. That's what it takes for me to get a token to where I can then call into a secure service. And again, it doesn't matter. We're going to be concentrating on Microsoft Graph here, but you could just as easily do this with some other type of provider. You're essentially going to set up your authentication options. So that's things like where I've defined and registered an application and got a client ID, a client secret, maybe the permission scopes that you need, where I want to redirect back to, And then I'm going to just forward my dialogue context to a specific provider. In this case, we're forwarding on our dialogue using a what's called Microsoft Authentication Library provider. So that's going to help us get a token out from Azure Active Directory so that we can actually call in and leverage the graph. That is going to hold on to the conversation. We'll take a look at this actually in code. In fact, we're going to try in about 5 minutes to build from completely scratch a bot that connects into the graph and is able to get some data. But let me talk really quickly about kind of the magic number and why that's important. A lot of people that look at bot auth, they see it and they feel like, oh, this feels like an extra step a user has to do. And in some cases, we're trying to make that transparent. But one of the things that happens when you go through an OAuth flow is when someone finishes, because we have to take them out of their dialogue where they're having a conversation, because we're taking them out, we want to be able to immediately pick things back up once they've signed in and we have a token from them. And so kind of the first point here is when we kick them out to actually sign in and consent to our app, we're sending information to resume that dialogue. Now, that here's where this can be dangerous is let's just imagine that I built an app inside Microsoft that allows me to read all email. And everyone's already consented to it. They use it all the time. If I get a login URL that includes all the information to resume a dialogue, and maybe I just send it to my manager. I'm like, hey, check out this link. If she clicks on that without stopping to help correlate who actually clicked that with that resumption information, I theoretically could get her token and start reading her mail messages. That could be potentially bad. And so we introduced this step of having a magic number so that we can make sure we associate the token with the right user. It's a very important step of bot auth. And again, it's not something that you have to worry about, but when you see it in the demo, that will kind of explain why we do it. The cool thing is Microsoft Teams handles this transparently. You never see the magic number in Microsoft Teams. And that's one of the benefits of bot auth is we already build in any of the logic where a specific channel in the bot framework might provide a better experience. And in Teams, they're able to capture who clicks on the sign-in button in the client and then can automatically map it back when they finish an OAuth flow. So it's a better experience in Teams. You're going to see it. I'm going to do it from the bot framework emulator in a demo, and hopefully it'll make sense. A lot of times, people really get tripped up on the concept of OAuth. They feel like there's a lot of moving pieces, and in a way there is. But essentially, OAuth is a step of doing a redirect to have the user sign in and consent. If they are already signed in and if they've already consented, that immediately comes back. Like it's transparent to a user. The second step of it is I need to post some information to get a token. So it's a two-step process. If you can do a redirect and you can do an HTTP post, you can get a token with OAuth. So let's look at an example here. I'm here in Visual Studio, and I've basically created a blank bot framework project. There is nothing else I've done in this code-wise. I have pulled in a couple of NuGet packages just to speed things up, so we don't have to sit here and wait for packages to install. I'll point those out here really quickly. They are this bot auth and this bot auth v2 or AAD v2. Those are bot auth is the core package that helps us do authentication, and then this is the provider. Remember, it's a provider model, so I could inject in like a Facebook provider or again a Google provider that does auth here. We're going to use Azure AD v2. The other thing that I've pulled into my project is the Microsoft Graph SDK. The Graph SDK is a really nice tool for dealing with JSON that comes back from the graph. The graph is all REST-based and returns JSON. JSON's not the funnest to parse when you're working in .NET, and so this automatically deserializes that into strongly typed classes. So again, I have not done nothing in here. In fact, we could run this. It's the out-of-the-box template echo bot. So if I were to play this, I'll go ahead and start it, and we'll go over to our bot emulator. If I say hello, it's just going to echo back to me. And there it is. It says, you sent hello, which was 5 characters. Again, that's just the standard template when you provision a new project with the bot framework. So let's embellish this to where it does OAuth and we're able to actually connect to the graph. The auth piece is going to be 2 lines of code. Now, it's going to look like more because I'm going to make it a little bit friendlier to view. But the first step is to set up my authentication options. So I'll go in here and let's just remove all the code that's in the Echo Bot. And let's set up our authentication options. So I have just a quick snippet for this that's just going to kind of put some of the core things in here. So you can see it's asking me for an app ID from registration, an app password from registration, and then the scopes that I want. So what I need to do is go and register an application. Let me really quickly resolve my references. So let's go do an app registration. For those that have not done this before, to do an app registration, you're going to go out to apps.dev.microsoft.com. You can sign in. You don't need an Office 365 account. You can just use a normal, like an Outlook.com type of account. It doesn't require you to have an Azure subscription at all, even. So in this case, I'll go ahead and add an app. We'll just call this Bot Auth Sample. And I'm going to start to collect some of those details that the authentication options need. So this will automatically give me an application ID. So there's my app ID that you can see. I'll go ahead and copy that and put that into Visual Studio. So here's my app ID. I need to generate an app secret, so we'll go do that. If you haven't used this portal, whenever you generate a secret, make sure you actually copy it because it will never display again. It's a one-time display. So we'll go ahead and grab this. So next thing we need to do is set our redirect URL. BotAuth automatically puts a callback controller in place for you. And so you can see that here. I have this callback controller, and I'm going to go ahead and just copy that and make that my reply address. This is essentially saying is when we do an authorize flow, where do you want the authorization code to come back to? Again, it's part of OAuth. You don't necessarily have to understand all of that because the package is going to handle that for you. So we'll add a platform here. For those new to the bot framework, it's basically just a web API. So when you add a platform for something that needs to do bot auth, I'm just going to use web because it's just a web experience. And we'll go ahead and put our reply URL. Now, if I wanted to, I can go ahead and pick some permissions that I want to use against the graph here. It already has user.read, but I could go add a few additional things. Maybe we want to do calendars read write. Now, that's a pretty interesting one. I probably more than anything see a lot of people wanting to build bots that can manage things like conference room scheduling or schedule things for them, scheduling type bots. Those are very popular. And so we'll go ahead and do those. And once I've saved this, we're essentially done in this app registration portal and we have all our details ready to go. I'll go ahead and add our additional scope that we use. So I'll do a calendars read write. So that's one line of code. Obviously, it's broken up into multiple lines, but we've basically just defined authentication options. The second step is we want to forward our dialogue off to this bot auth so that it can make sure that a user signs in and consents to our app. So I'll add another just quick snippet here. And so you can see what it's doing here is it's forwarding the context onto this auth dialog. And we're passing in, through dependency injection, the specific type of the specific type of provider we want to use. In this case, we're using an MSAL provider, which is what is going to allow us to authenticate with Azure Active Directory. Now, when I forward on to this dialog, if I already have a token stored in some place or through BotAuth, it's going to immediately return. Nothing's going to pop up or make the user sign in. All of that's handled for you. All the concept of token caching is handled by this automatically. So all I have to do is just make sure that I wrap any calls that I want to make into the graph with this context.forward. So at this point, I am ready to actually, I should have a token. In fact, we could maybe put just a breakpoint here. Just putting an ambiguous variable so that we can put a breakpoint. And let's see if we actually have a token that's coming back. So if we go back to this, I'm just going to refresh our session, and I'll say hello. What should happen is it's going to say, oh, wait, he needs to be signed in. We don't have a token. So what I want to do is present him with a sign-in screen. And there you can see it. I have this little authentication required. So what I'm going to do now is go ahead and click on that. This is going to have me sign in. I'll go ahead and select an account. Here's the consent where it's saying, here's the permissions this app, this app wants. It wants to sign in and read my profile. It wants to have access to my calendar. And then this access your data anytime, that's essentially saying we want a refresh token so that like I don't have to force you to sign in every time you use this app. So that's usually an important part of doing this is that you want to make sure you're not forcing the user to sign in every single time. All right, so let's go ahead and say accept. And then it's going to forward us to our magic number. So you can see here it says, please go and copy this magic number. In fact, the bot dialog already knows. It's saying, hey, I need you to paste back the number that you got from the authentication screen. So we'll go ahead and enter this in, 208-904. And what should happen is we should now stop at our breakpoint. If I look at our token, I can see I have a JOT token. It's a little bit hard to see there, but that is a Base64 encoded JSON web token. So at that point, I have everything I need to call into the graph. So let's just add a little bit of code to actually work with the graph. I'm going to use the graph SDK. So we'll just say var client. And we're going to set that equal to a new graph service client. Let me just resolve that here really quickly. And inside of this, what I'm going to pass is what's called a delegate authentication provider, which is essentially going to say, hey, use this to set that token in the header of every request that we make using that graph client. So we'll do a delegate authentication provider. And that is going to take an anonymous function in our case. So we'll just do an async. So it's essentially going to allow us to tack on things to our request. So there's our just real simple little request. And what we want to do on this is say request.headers.authorization. And that's going to equal a new authorization header value that will be a bearer. And this is basic Microsoft graph things. Essentially, the graph, when we get a token from Azure Active Directory, it's a bearer token that gets added to the header. So we'll just say that this is bearer, and the token will actually be token.access token. All right, so let's make a call now that we have this using that graph client. So we'll do maybe just for simplicity, let's just do a me. And so we can do await equals client.me. And then we can say, go ahead and make the request. We could modify this request by selecting specific parameters. We could, in this case, there's no real filtering that occurs. And then finally, our verb, which is get async. So let's go ahead and give this a shot. I'll put just another breakpoint underneath here so we can see what comes back in this call. Remember, I was already signed in. If I were to say hello again, it should remember that I was signed in. I should never get prompted again. Again, BotAuth handles that token cache, so it should just go directly through that dialogue flow again. Oh, you know what? It's because I never responded to the original message, but we'll go ahead and do this. So we'll do... And we get our breakpoint, and if I look at me, expand that out. Oh. Now, not everything comes back by default with me, so you'll see a bunch of properties that are null, but if I go down and see things like, here's my mobile number, here's mail, a bunch of those properties are there. These strongly typed classes support anything that you might select, and I just went with the default. So there you go. That probably took maybe anywhere from like 5 to 7 minutes, but we started from nothing, and we have a bot that now connects to the Microsoft Graph and pulls back data. I'm going to skip this slide. So I wanted to provide a few resources if you need to, if you want to find BotAuth. Again, I showed you the .NET version. There is a Node version as well. So if you're a Node developer, those are kind of the two primary platforms that we support on the bot framework. Doesn't mean you can't write a bot that uses something else like PHP or Python. It just means that those are the ones that we provide full SDKs for. There is some samples and documentation around how Teams does BotAuth a little bit more specific to where you don't actually see that that magic number. In fact, if we were to have taken this bot and deployed it and run it in Teams, you wouldn't see that magic number, again, because Teams has done a good job of making that transparent. There's a few quick start projects here that go a little bit further. They use natural language, so you can ask it various questions, and it can go and query the graph and respond using a Lewis model. There's one both for C#, which is the top link, and then there's one for Node. And those are basically the identical solution. One just uses one of those platforms. One uses the other. So definitely check this out. We've seen some amazing ideas from partners and developers on how you can take the power and all the rich data that's in the graph to deliver powerful experiences in a bot. So thanks a lot, and I'll hang around if anyone has any questions.